Loving Married at First Sight at the moment. Rach's addiction has just kicked off on Nine. All the couples are starting to partner up. One of the people behind that decision is relationship expert John Aiken, who joins us right now. John, do you feel a little like God when you're looking at all those people and you're matching them together?
Well, you certainly are doing something that is very unusual. You're putting two strangers together based on science, but then sitting back and watching with the rest of the audience to see whether there's some chemistry and they can start falling in love. It is an amazing situation to be in.
I was watching one of the first episodes and I couldn't help but notice that as you were matching everyone, you were choosing who's who, you were going through a limited number of people. And I was wondering, because I always thought that you picked from a massive pool of people, but are the contestants picked first, John, and then you have to match the 10 with the 10?
Best of a bad bunch sort of thing.
Yeah, so well, over 10,000 apply to be on the show, and then we then see the cream of the crop. So we certainly see hundreds of people, but only the ones that realistically have got down to, you know, the final considerations. And even then, that takes, you know, several months to go through it all.
So what you're saying is, you only have a very, like, I'm assuming the TV stations get involved in the picking as well, so there's only a limited way for you to match people at the end.
Oh, well, you're dealing with all the personalities at the end that are probably most resilient to cope with the 24/7 cameras being on them and the extreme nature of the experiment. And, you know, I think this year we've got a good cross-section. You know, we got a 29-year-old virgin. We got a guy that said he's too good-looking for love. We've got a solo mother of three, a cricket player. We've got all sorts in there this year.
Now, John, you are a relationship expert, and after all the seasons of Married at First Sight, there's only been one couple that have actually stayed together. Are you a little bit, like, embarrassed that your expertise are not actually having long-lasting relationships?
No, not at all. No. I mean, I look at it as we use the science, we put them together, and then we watch what happens. If they don't make it, and frankly, a lot of them haven't made it,
almost all of them
learn some things. Yeah, well, almost all. We got one over the line, but I think what we do is we hope that they all learn something about themselves, so that they do relationships better once the show's finished. Some will make it, some won't, but you know, you just got to do your best to give them a chance to kind of fall in love, and then watch where the cards fall.
Okay, well, look, we're definitely watching, and I think there's going to be a lot of cards falling. John Aiken, relationship expert for Married at First Sight, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us.
Of course, guys. Enjoy the show.